Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to a very special edition of It's Your Health. One of America's most beloved personalities, Suzanne Summers, has written another groundbreaking book, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer and How to Prevent Getting It in the First Place, which will be number one this Sunday on the New York Times bestseller list. We have had the honor on It's Your Health to have her join us twice in the last 2 weeks to talk about her amazing work and the incredible doctors and experts she has worked with. Joining us this morning is one of the experts Suzanne interviewed in her book Knockout, Burton Goldberg. If you want to know what's on the forefront in alternative medicine, ask publisher Burton Goldberg. If you want to know which therapies work best and what's politically urgent, he's your man. He spent over 30 years carefully researching every aspect of holistic medicine from California to Israel, Mexico to Russia. But it's taken only a few years for this self-made businessman to emerge as the voice of alternative medicine. What put Goldberg on the fast track to national prominence was a 1994 publication of his now best-selling Alternative Medicine, The Definitive Guide, which has been hailed as the Bible of alternative medicine. What you need to know most about Burton Goldberg is that he has a mission to reform American medicine and to help Americans reclaim their health. Burton, welcome to It's Your Health. It's an honor to have you on the show.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Yes, I am so glad. Now, I'd like to focus today on the interview that Suzanne Summers did with you in her number one New York Times bestseller, Knockout. Now, had you worked with Suzanne prior to her contacting you about being part of the book?
Yes, I didn't work with her, but she used a book I did called Cancer, Alternative Medicine, The Definitive Guide to Cancer. I did that book in 1997. And Suzanne, unbeknownst to me, used this book to go into alternative medicine. And how I know is she was chided by the newspapers that she did some liposuction, and she was on Larry King. And he said, "Well, why did you do liposuction?" She said, "Because I had cancer of the breast, and I wanted to have it evened out." And he said, "I didn't know you had cancer. What are you doing for your cancer?" She said, "I'm doing alternative medicine." He said, "Alternative medicine? How did you get into that?" She said, "Well, another nice guy by the name of Burton Goldberg did a book called Cancer, and then every book in the country sold out."
Wow, that is awesome. Now, in the interview, Burton, it talks about that you first got interested in alternative medicine due to working with a young woman who had food intolerances and food allergies. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that was 33 years ago. The woman, the love of my life at the time, had a daughter, and at the age of 19, her daughter, who was going to a psychiatrist, slit her wrist.
Oh, my goodness.
And the psychiatrist she was going to said, "I give up," to the mother. He said, "Did you ever hear of vitamin therapy?" And mother asked me, and I said, "I never heard of vitamin therapy." And we had a friend, and a friend had a son in California who practiced alternative medicine. Never heard of it. So we flew out to California, and he discovered that this young lady, 19, was hypoglycemic, simply a blood sugar imbalance. And he treated her with diet and nutrition. And believe it or not, she became well from mental illness and ended up marrying and having many children and training horses in Florida.
Oh, that's terrific.
That was 33 years ago.
Wow. So how did
I was amazed.
Oh, I bet.
And so it affected me, and I started studying medicine with doctors and going to conferences, and that's how I got into the world of alternative medicine.
I see. Now, in the book, Suzanne says, quote, "Burton Goldberg says that there are two systems of healthcare that exist in the United States today, conventional Western medicine and alternative medicine." And my question is, what are the things conventional medicine is good for, and what do you think the things for alternative medicine are good for?
Well, when it comes to the emergency room and trauma, you break a leg or arm or you're bleeding, you can't beat conventional emergency room medicine. They're the best. And, of course, there's marvelous. I've had cataract surgery, and the work is amazing. I would have been blind. I'm 83 years old, and I would have been blind had I not had conventional medicine. In the emergency room and great heroic surgery, you can't beat conventional medicine. They sew you up. They take away your pain. They keep you alive with blood. But in degenerative disease, like cancer, they're medieval.
Yeah.
They don't go to the cause. They don't even know what causes cancer.
Yeah, and that's something that you do know, and if you can talk about that.
I've done films on the subject of cancer. I did a DVD called Cancer Conquest.
Yeah, I watched that. It was wonderful. So enlightening.
Yeah, it's an hour and a half film. It takes place in Germany and the United States, and we tell what causes cancer, why conventional medicine pays hardly any attention. There's very little money spent on the causation of cancer. But frankly, and I say this in Susan's book, we're being poisoned to death, and we're being starved to death in a land of plenty with our food supply. And the government agencies of the United States government, like Agriculture Department, FDA, cancer organizations, the United States Department of Medicine, pays no attention to the cause. They seem to favor the companies that cause cancer, the big pharma, big chemical industry. They're putting hormones into our animals to make them big and fat, to get more money for the product. And these hormones go into us when we eat these animals. And I don't eat ordinary meat in this country.
Yeah, I don't either.
We have a thing called mad cow disease in this country, and it shows itself as Alzheimer's.
Wow.
And that's a big statement I'm making, but there's Pittsburgh, University of Pittsburgh, a VA study. It's a government study, and this is a squelch. In University of Pittsburgh, they did a study, and they found that 5% of the Alzheimer patients had Creutzfeldt-Jakob or mad cow disease. And in University of Yale University, they did a study, and there it was 13.5% of autopsies were Creutzfeldt-Jakob. And nobody knows this. You can all Google that and find that answer.
Wow. Yeah.
I did a movie called Greed on that subject. So these are the various things that are going on. And in the case of cancer, we must change the way we're growing our food with pesticides and herbicides. They did a study in Israel many years ago, and they stopped the use of pesticides and herbicides in milk cows and cattle in Israel. And then they did a 10-year study, and female breast cancer plummeted many percent when they stopped using these pesticides and herbicides.
Yeah, I'm not
surprised.
They
did studies at Hartford Hospital in Connecticut, and they did a biopsy of the female breast cancer, and they found arsenic and chlordane and DDT and PCBs in the tumor.
Oh my goodness.
Higher than in the non-cancerous tumors. So we know what causes cancer, and yet we're doing nothing to stop the great growth of cancer in this country. Cancer now has surpassed heart disease as a number one killer. But the true number one killer is iatrogenic medicine. That means doctor-induced. That's the side effects of drugs.
Oh.
And people take drugs, and they take another drug to overcome that side effect. These are not side effects. These are effects. And we must take back our government. The bottom line to all this, in my opinion, and after studying medicine for 33 years, is we must take back our government from the corporations. And I don't find the Obama administration any better.
Yeah.
The new administrator of the FDA, one of his appointees, is a director of Shine, the company that makes silver amalgams. Silver amalgams are the dental fillings.
I didn't even think they use those anymore. I thought they used composite material.
No, they do use tons every day of silver because it's inexpensive, but that silver has 50 to 53% mercury, and it leaches 24/7 through the body, and it's one of the major causes of many, many problems. And yet the FDA withdrew a warning it had that mercury could cause damage to pregnant women and children, and adults, of course, and they and she removed that from the warning on the FDA. So I'm not very happy with the current administration and what it's doing to protect our lives. It's the same old, same old. And it's not a question of Republican or Democrat. They both, I mean, Clinton did the same thing as the Republican administration. But the public must be aware of why we have this epidemic of cancer and other degenerative diseases.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just blown away listening to you. I mean, it's so hard because it's so much about greed, like you said, and how do we change? I mean, obviously we have to get the word out, but it seems
here's
like...
Here's how it works.
Yeah, tell me about that.
It works this way. The heads of these administrations are in federal government, like agriculture, FDA, and EPA. The heads of these divisions are appointed by political appointees, by the president, by the parties, and that happens because of campaign contributions. And we must change that. We must get honest people in there. Now, the only way to stop that is for the government to pay all the bills. It'll be cheaper in the long run, so that the lobbyists aren't as effective as they are because of campaign reform. Congressmen, senators, even down to the local level, people are dependent on a handout in order to become elected. The elections are so costly.
Yeah.
They're vulgar, the amount of money that's needed, and that's the greed.
Yeah.
And these congressmen, instead of spending time reading the bills, have to spend their time begging for money. And the main thing is, as a politician, is to be reelected, to maintain your power. So consequently, they have to pay off the people that put them in office. And that payoff costs America's health.
That's
where I stand after studying medicine for 33 years. The reason alternative medicine is kept at abeyance and it's non-toxic, inexpensive, usually, comparatively. And it's not being paid for equally with the insurance companies. And that's something that we have to change. That's one of our goals, is to see that insurance companies, there are a few states that require that, like Washington State, where the law is that if you're doing alternative medicine, you get paid as well as with conventional medicine.
Okay.
A lot of people have cancer. My phone is ringing off the hook. I'm a consultant to people who have cancer. And my phone is ringing off the hook since Suzanne Summers' book hit number one within days on the bestseller list.
Oh, I know. It's such an amazing book, and it's going to help so many people. Now, I wanted to ask you, that what you're talking about is so important, but for those people who have cancer, in the chapter with Suzanne, there's a list that contains some beneficial treatments that you've come across to build up the body and strengthen it, and these include, I'm probably saying these wrong, Odamed medicine.
Ondamed.
Yeah, Ondamed.
Ondamed is a German device that's energy medicine.
Cool.
You know, there's a thing called homeopathy.
Yes.
That's energy medicine. Homeopathy are diluted doses. Most people, the conventional medicine, poo-poo it. But it's amazing. It works on quantum physics. Simply the energy. There's no substance in the water, but the water has energy. And people are just into the chemistry aspect. But chemistry is important, but quite often it has side effects, whereas if you get the right kind of energetic medicine. Now, there's a device made called Ondamed, O-N-D-A-M-E-D, where you put a yoke around a person and put some energy in them, and you can help find out where their pain is and take away their pain. It's amazing. I got into it years ago, interested, when I saw it take away the cold and flu in a person, take away headaches. It is amazing.
Now, how does one use, I mean, where can you get one of these, or where can you go to use one of these?
Well, there are units all over the country, and go to ondamed.org, ondamed.org,
okay.
And or net, ondamed.net, and then there's a website, and you can find a practitioner near you. And it's amazingly effective.
Oh, good. Now, you also mentioned something called, I'm an ASYRUS, asterisk?
It's IRA.
Oh, IRA, devices.
You spelled it wrong in there.
Oh, okay.
slip. SYRA is a quantum physics device where a person just holds some electrodes, and it's attached to a computer, and it reads out the energy of a body, and you will know which organ and systems are malfunctioning. And then the doctor can go in deeper with substances to correct those malfunctions.
Oh, okay.
SYRA device. It's pretty amazing.
Oh, great. And then you have BioFocus also, and that's a blood test?
Oh, this is really important.
Oh, good.
And this is where integrative medicine, instead of alternative medicine, we call integrative. BioFocus is a German website. It's on my website if you want to get to it. And let me tell you what it is first.
Sure.
It's a blood test done in Germany. For instance, they send you a kit because the blood has to be drawn in glass rather than plastic. The syringes have to be glass because the blood will stick to the plastic where it won't stick to the glass and will give you a distorted reading. So they send you a kit in America. You then ship it back to Germany, and then 10 days later, they tell you which chemotherapeutic agent or agents will work on your cancer to target your cancer, but not only the primary tumor, but the micrometastasized cells, the cells that float through the body and metastasize elsewhere, causing havoc. What works on the primary, what chemotherapeutic agent that they use in this country is truly medieval. You mean, just think of it. Your hair falls out, you vomit, and you feel horrible, and that's from the treatment. Totally medieval.
Yeah.
Whereas when you know how to target the cells, you can use 10% of that dosage, but knowing which doses to use. They use cookbook medicine in this country. For instance, you may use an ovarian cancer drug on a prostate cancer.
I'm so glad you brought that up. I was going to mention that. That was in your movie, that the gentleman said, I have prostate cancer, but they found out that the ovarian cancer drug works, but they won't give it to me because they do the cookbook medicine.
Anybody who has cancer or knows someone with cancer should get that movie. It's on my website.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
BurtonGoldberg.com, www.BurtonGoldberg.com. It's called Cancer Conquest. You can see a sample, a few minutes of it, and order it because this is information that could very well save their life.
Now, Burton, I had a question about... I apologize. I lost my train of thought for a moment. There's just so much to think
about. Talking
about
Asyra, we're talking about the blood test in Germany.
Oh, the blood test. Thank you. Yeah, is this what Suzanne Summers refers to as a chemosensitivity test that she talks about?
It is the chemosensitivity test.
Okay, thank you.
There are many. For instance, in the book I did years ago, 97, which is a little stale now, but really important, I had 33 doctors. They're in Nagorny in California. This test is about floating cells in the body. That's the killers. The primary can be extracted, removed, and so forth. But it is the floating cells that metastasize, that come back. You know the old story, we got it all, and then 3 years later or 12 years later,
mm-hmm.
like in the case of John Wayne, the actor.
Yes.
He died after the first cancer. He died 12 years later. And when it comes back, it mutates, and it comes back with vengeance. It's the same cancer that's festering elsewhere. That's the beauty of this German blood test called BioFocus. But you can go to my website, burtongoldberg.com, and click on cancer blood test. You'll be shunted onto the German site, hit the English in the right-hand corner, and read about it.
Oh, this is really
a vital thing. Why it's not available in this country,
why is
I don't
it
know.
Not, is
it was
it a,
offered to us.
Really?
And it was offered to the National Cancer Institute. It's in the movie. And they denied.
Right.
They haven't done it. This test is on the disseminated cells that float and metastasize. Those are the killers.
Now, so there are times, obviously, that you believe in both using conventional alternative medicine together, but it has to be really targeted, and you have to know what you have. Like
in cancer, absolutely.
Yes.
And
okay.
I guide people to doctors who practice the good integrative medicine that are necessary.
Okay.
Now, in her book, she has Brzezinski and she has Gonzalez in New York, and she asked me, and I mentioned Dr. Munoz down in Mexico,
right.
who has vaccines that do things that no one else has, called dendritic cell therapy, where they train the immune system to go after your particular cancer. It's a vaccine made with your blood, and that helps enormously. Then he has another one called GC-MAF, that wipes away the immune system. See, when you have cancer, the cancer cells don't want to die. And when a woman has a baby, the immune system is kept at bay. This is a foreign element, and God, in her wisdom, wants this fetus to come to fruition. So the enzymatically, the immune system is kept at bay from the foreign element in her belly, the uterus. Now, cancer does the same thing. And this vaccine that he makes, GC-MAF, wipes away that protective and says, go get them, boys. So between both of these vaccines, and then he uses low-dose chemo, never more than 20%. Usually it's 10% plus or minus. But he then uses insulin potentiated, which means he gives it sugar. If you have cancer, you should not eat sugar. No bread turns to sugar.
Yep.
All kinds of bread, even whole wheat. No rice, even brown rice.
Wow.
No sugar,
no fruit.
Desserts, no alcohol, no pasta. All these things turn to sugar, and sugar is what feeds cancer. So Dr. Munoz uses insulin potentiated. He gives them sugar, and that brings in the chemotherapeutic agent as a Trojan horse, so he can use this tiny amount, this 10% of normal, but then 10% of what the German blood test says. You see?
Yeah, because it will open up. It's like it unlocks the cells.
In addition, he uses full-body hyperthermia.
Yeah, what is that?
It's not done like in Europe, where in my film, where it's done 5 hours, which is quite debilitating. He does it for an hour and a half a day. And by using insulin potentiated with low-dose chemo, targeting your cancer cells, you don't lose your hair, you don't vomit,
that's great.
You don't have violent side effects. Believe it or not, folks, you can beat cancer, even end-stage cancer. You know, it's hardly ever too late. I've had cases of pancreatic I have two cases in Miami with pancreatic cancer. That famous actor just died of it.
Yes, Patrick Swayze.
Patrick, we could have saved his life.
Wow.
Probably. But I've had cases come in wheelchairs. They're told by their doctors, go home and die. There's nothing you can do. And they come in wheelchairs, and 2 months later, they go out with no pancreatic cancer. And the hospital back in Miami thought that there's something wrong with their PET scan. So they did it again. So it's amazing what can happen using integrative medicine. And that means the best of both worlds.
Yeah, that makes the most sense. You know, unfortunately, my mother died of ovarian cancer. She had late stage. She lived a lot longer. They said they gave her a month. She lived about 2.5 years, but she did chemo. But she also did everything under the sun. And I know my father said they got in touch with Budrinsky. I didn't know this the other day when I spoke with Suzanne. I mentioned to my dad, and he said, "Oh no, yeah, we saw. Yeah, we spoke." And I remember visiting her, and her bed was just covered with supplements, and she did the coffee enemas, but she had had a lot of chemotherapy, and I think that kind
conventional medicine poo-poos nutrition concurrent with chemotherapy.
Yes, they do, which is ridiculous.
Integrative medicine. Feed the body intravenously with nutrition, and they survive, and they get over it quite often. I mean, they're having a success rate with end-stage cancers as high as 80%.
Wow, that's incredible.
And it's the difference is day and night. It's like going to Alice in Wonderland, going to conventional cancer hospitals. Frankly, I call them slaughterhouses.
Yeah,
I don't blame you. Horrendous. That's why anyone with cancer, look in. Suzanne's book is a godsend.
It sure is.
And her celebrity allowed this to come out because the newspapers and magazines and your public radio, but when you're not public radio, they take advertising from Big Pharma.
Yeah.
And every time you turn on the newspaper or the radio or television, everything is an ad for taking a drug.
Sure, yeah.
So they don't tell the truth. But because she's so important as a celebrity, and she's so enticing with her writing, and so it's easy to understand this complicated stuff. It's a marvelous book, and that's why it's number one, and it just came out the 19th of October.
I know.
It's amazing.
It is. It's incredible. Well, Dr. Burton, if you can give us your contact again. Our time went by so quickly. I want everyone to know that you're going to be joining us starting in February. We're hopefully going to get you on once a month to talk about different issues. And let us know how we can contact you. And again, if there are people out there who have cancer, they can contact you and you could help find them the right doctors. Is that correct?
My private phone is 415-725-3555. That's my cell phone.
Okay.
And burtongoldberg.com is my website, and you can go through it and see some of the films. I did films on depression, anxiety, addiction. I did one on stem cells.
Wow.
And, of course, cancer conquest, which is the subject today.
Well, I want to thank you so much. This was fantastic. There's so much great information. And this is going to be up on my site in a few days so everyone can go back and listen to it at itsyourhealthradio.org.